This is America Weekend, and I'm Mike Bennett. Our naturalist and farmer Greg Quinn joins us in a moment, but first, sad news this week. Frank Gifford, the former New York Giants football star and successful sportscaster, died of natural causes at his home in Connecticut. He was 84. Gifford was the husband of Today anchor Kathy Lee Gifford. While playing for the NFL champion Giants in 1956, the running back and wide receiver was named the NFL's most valuable player. He played for the Giants for his entire 12-year career from 1952 to 1964, which also included the team's loss in what has been dubbed the greatest game ever played in the 1958 National Football League Championship game against the Baltimore Colts. He later worked as a broadcaster for Monday Night Football from its second season in 1971 until 1997, sharing the booth at various times with the legendary Howard Cosell, Don Meredith, and O.J. Simpson. Naturalist and farmer Greg Quinn is a regular contributor here. He's responsible for bringing black currants back to the U.S. market and grows black currants on his farm in the Hudson Valley, New York.
I'm Greg Quinn with this week's Notes from the Currant Farm. I think the bulk of heat and humidity of summer is behind us here on the farm, which means we're coming to the end of the dog days of summer. The expression, dog days of summer, associated with the oppressively hot period in July and August in the Northern Hemisphere, was actually used as far back as 330 BC, when Aristotle discussed this time of year in his famous eight-book work called The Lectures on Nature. You see, in the middle of summer, the brightest star in the constellation Sirius, Canis Major, meaning large dog, used to rise at about the same time as the sun in the morning. It was thought that this bright star, combined with the sun, increased the amount of heat from the heavens, hence the dog days. Interestingly, while this celestial pairing was true in the days of ancient Greece and Rome, it no longer occurs because the movement of heavenly bodies in relationship to one another constantly change. In ancient times, it was reported that this period was an evil time, during which seas boiled, wine soured, animals became sluggish, and people became irritable and grouchy. I don't know about the seas boiling and wine going bad, but irritable people and sleeping dogs sure rings a bell when it's hot and humid. On the other hand, there are wonderful things about this time of year, and maybe the best of all is the tomato. Red and yellow globes of juicy decadence which say summer more than any other food. Maybe if Aristotle had some tomatoes in his garden, he wouldn't have been so grumpy about summer. The tomato is arguably the most common vegetable in the world. More about that vegetable thing in a bit. Its use as a food dates back to about 500 BC in South America, most likely in the area of Peru. The word tomato comes from the Native American Nahuatl language, tomatl, meaning swelling fruit. When the Spanish started colonizing the Americas, they, like most people, fell in love with this delicacy, which was probably small and yellow at the time. They began bringing plants wherever their travels led them. If you saw a Spanish ship in a harbor, you could pretty much be assured of finding tomatoes there. There's some debate as to whether Cortez was the first to bring them back to Europe in the 1520s, or Columbus collected them 30 years earlier. But the first mention of them in Europe was in a small botanical book written in 1544 by an Italian botanist, Pietro Andrea Mattioli, who named it Pomo d'Oro, meaning apple of gold. The Italians to this day call tomatoes pomodoro. There are over 7,000 varieties of tomatoes today, and whether grown in the garden, on the patio, in a greenhouse, or even hanging upside down, more tomatoes are grown in the U.S. than any other vegetable. Or are they a fruit? Okay, so botanically, tomatoes are considered fruit, but that's not the end of the story. You see, by definition, a fruit is the part of a flowering plant that develops into a seed-bearing ovule. At least that's what a botanist would tell you. But cucumbers, squash, pumpkins, peas, beans, and eggplant all fall into this category. So how come they're vegetables and not fruit? This confusion was actually made even more so by none other than the U.S. Supreme Court. More on that crazy story next week. For a podcast of this and previous notes from the Currant Farm, and for America's number one source of black and red currant products, go to currants.com. That's currants with an A.
And with naturalist and farmer Greg Quinn, I'm Mike Bennett. You're listening to America Weekend.
America. weekend.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
Interviewers often wind down the meeting by asking, "Do you have any questions?"
They know what you really want to know. What happens next? How much will you be paid? What benefits are provided?
But this isn't the time to ask those questions, although many people do. You'll stand out if you ask another question.
12 months from now, how will we define success?
This question accomplishes two things. First, it forces the interviewer to see you as an employee, not a candidate.
Second, it helps you understand the real expectations of the job, so you'll be able to hit the ground running when you do get hired.
And you'll quickly become a valuable part of your new team. It leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.
Welcome to American Biker Minute. The drone of a long day's ride may have extended trip two-wheelers slightly exceeding the speed limit. Knowing where to slow down a few clicks can save the biker big bucks. Always slow down for the red zone. Today on American Biker Minute.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. 20 miles on either side of a state border is what we call the red zone. What could it hurt to drop down to the limit or just five over when you're close? Years of extensive travel crisscrossing the country over many state borders seem to have proven the ABM theory that in the long run, traffic cops are found in far more abundance on either side of border crossings than anywhere else in the state. American Biker Minute, your passport to the open road on two wheels.